yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus so much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren. We'll come back, them back from wherever they've passed. And ask them if they've lightened the light of the Word of God.
So
they can tell you how they have found the experience. As they reached out to preach the light of the Word of God,
what challenge
have they found in the brethren out there? Ask them what they usually find as
problems
in the way of lighting the light of the Word. If you preach it out there, what happens? Do scriptures flow?
You struggle
and you get stuck with the scriptures not coming. They ask you many questions. Do you see you have the answers or not? Have you asked them? Now you've understood the way of helping them. You know it's good. When you reach here, when before the service has begun, or when we finished it, in the midst as you're going, tell your colleague as you preached the light of the Word, how did you find the experience? How was the experience? It helps the weakness to cease. And to get re-empowered.
As you
tell and you speak to your brethren about the experience, it's hard for someone to just move and move out here. Instead of sometimes being in rumors not right, if you didn't lighten out, ask your brethren if they lightened how the experience was. Or on those we've started off, you know, some creations, as God said, they teach us the gospel. When the goat goes to chew and eat, it has a store, it stores. And it gets time to go through the card. And moves on to chew well the Word. Or to chew well the food. Or the grass.
And
begins to sense well the sweetness it never felt before. Now let's also learn from that. For it eats quick because of time. But it gets another different moment and brings back the
heart
and begins to chew it very well. You find it chewing very slow paced. And this time it is in peace.
Even it intercedes,
it's kneeling down. Thank you for watching over your people. It's chewing cut well. You begin to see it shakes its mouth like that.
Realizing
how the grass is tasting. Just as we too are shepherded in the flock of the Father, we are fed of the grass of His Word, and we eat it quick because of time.
But
always get another moment
and
repeat to enjoy the scriptures.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Always good and strengthens the soul. It cleanses the mind.
And
you feel you clean very well. It's light, it moves on to shine. God bless you. If you begin on it, you'll see the goodness in it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey.
It's
the journey of those who lived before us. even us living now, even those going to be coming, to reaching the coming back of Jesus, we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And this is the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. When it's called the great gathering, it means in it are many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's the reason why we've taken time
and studied
many things in this city,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
as Hebrews
12:22-23
tells us,
that we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, where there is the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Now in this time, we have studied many things, and we studied the seven groups of angels and their works. And right now we study the seven seals and the seven groups of angels, in which we are to see four things, and we see on the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Those are the seven spirits, and every group of angels works under one spirit as a gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
this time as we open those seals, we're seeing the type of horse and the chariots.
The
type of horse and the chariot of all seven groups of angels.
Then
we move on to see the great secrets indeed, those which are extreme in the works of the angels. After we finish that, just as we're still seeing the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell, and the type of their horses.
After
wind up to the seventh seal, we shall head on to see on every living creature which is responsible for every group of angels, and also to see on the 24 elders, the four elders in charge of every group of angels. Now we're still moving on to see many things, but under the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the fourth group of angels, the angels of power, the angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell, it took us to see the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, together Satan's sicknesses and his fallen angels, those known as the demons, which they make through masquerading into different creations, even the way of how to fight them. According to Revelation 6 and the verses 7 and 8, we read it as it tells us this. Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Bweyabembula akabonero akokuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti, jangu. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu, ne yali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye. Ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi, okutta n'ekitala n'enjala. No rumbe nensolo zensi.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. When we open up the fourth seal,
yes,
it's the seal of the spirit of power, the fourth spirit on the seven spirits of God, which appear in the on the lampstand. But when we open up that seal, They show us the yellow horse. And the one seated on it, his name is called Death. And the one coming behind him is called Hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they tell us and they're given authority. We searched and discovered they are given authority from God. And they
are
given authority on the fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and the famine and this disease. All these we saw there, and we saw sicknesses of angel of death and hell, and when we winded it up and we began to see of sicknesses of Satan, we shall see sicknesses which come from the body weakness, and they come from creation surrounding you, and they affect us because of body weakness, the weakness of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But before we reach to go that far,
we're
still winding up another part.
Speaks
of Satan's sicknesses and his fallen angels, those known as demons, those they make through masquerading in the different form of creations, which involves much sorcery we've seen, and the way we are to heal those sicknesses in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in the word of masquerading, when Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, it speaks and it says this. 2 Corinthians 11:14.
So si kya magero kubanga ne Satani yefananyanga malaika wo musana.
Okwefura masquerading, you appear bring us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Satani akulira ba malaika ba bagwa.
Satan is in the leader of the fallen angels as they were chased from heaven. In the Revelations 12, in the verse 7-10,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the Revelations
18,
he showed us that those fallen angels, those are the demons which filled the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Sometimes they tell us they are the evil birds. Now when you hear of Satan, he who masquerades, and just as we told you that these sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, sometimes who are called demons, they bring them through masquerading or through magic, the witchcraft or sorcery of different ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why he ends up saying this. 2 Corinthians 11:15.
Ngaba weleza bobu tukirivu. Enkomerero yabwe, elibera ngevi koro wabi yabwe.
Yes, praise Jesus so much. It's not a miracle.
Satan
does things of masquerading as angel of light. It's true, even his fallen angels he fell with, they move on to masquerade in any way. Even some of his ministers from the people, or from people of the world, or among those hidden in the name of Jesus, in the religions and in the different beliefs, in India is also the false salvation.
Your
prophets who appear into different things, and they visit you in your home, and they enter your house, and they do things not worthy unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you look to Revelation
18,
moves on speaking of the way of these evil spirits, which are led by Satan and Jezebel, how they can masquerade and move on, create sicknesses to torment the world. Yet God reveals them to us for profiting. After we've gotten the light of that knowledge, that He sends the exceeding power of the Holy Spirit, and there are also groups of angels move and wrestle with powers of darkness, even destroy sicknesses of the evil Satan. Praise Jesus so much. When you read Revelation 18 from verse 1 to down, it tells us this. Revelations 18 from verses 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu, ng'alina obuyinza bungi, n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. Olunya olw'okubiri, nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde, kigudde Babulooni ekinene, ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaali, n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni.
It's
become a home of the demons.
Kwegamba, bakiyise ekkomera mu Luganda. Ekomera, habitation. Weba kuhisi ekomera chivachifu.
Prison is wrong. It's become a habitation.
Yes, yabazibwenye.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabarubari.
Of the demons.
Emizimu.
Demons.
Demons.
These fallen angels put these groups among themselves.
Others
appear as demons which appear through horns. Others are evil spirits, others are demons. Others appear as unclean birds. They appear into different birds.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. But they have said these are principalities in the space. That's why most of the witchcraft is done from the space, as the magicians also get the powers from there. They pull things from the space.
So,
now let's finish that verse. Revelations 18 verses 2.
Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde, kigudde Babulooni ekinene, ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaali, n'ekkomera erya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera erya buli nnyonyimbi ekyayibwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear very well.
Naye nga tujjukira mu kubikulwa 12.
But we remember Revelations 12
olw'omusanvu
and the verses 7
mpaka olw'ekkumi n'ebiri.
Satan and fallen angels were chased and
come
on. And they came on the world, they said, woe on those who sit on the world.
For
a chooser has gone down there with much filled with rage. And knows it has a short time. We know when he was thrown with his fallen angels. Every witchcraft you move on see under the sun.
So
with different form of magic, there are fallen angels involved. And Satan and these his fallen angels, they have the way they make diseases which torment different
creations.
Some of them they pass through masquerading into different creations,
things
which are unusual creations sometimes.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now because of that, that's why when God commanded to the holy nation, just as he commands church today, he told us no giving witchcraft. Giving a divination of witchcraft, it goes very far.
It
involves giving handkerchiefs and another has put an evil spirit in it. It involves giving photos, the grass that brings the trees. A person is giving you witchcraft through that. Giving you water and they claim it's holy water. Something giving witchcraft. Give you something which is attached to witchcraft. And they say, if you put this in your house, it's going to work for you. Giving witchcraft is involved in giving a fallen angel or to send. And another gives you a rug, it holds witchcraft. And instead, you tie it in your waist.
Or
handkerchief.
Yeah,
even those calling themselves pastors,
and
they give things like those. They even give a photo. Just as you see how religions are,
and
have a photo of someone they are concentrating on. All those God commanded never do idols like those. He knew that
this,
he knew that this can appear into different creations.
The
Satan and his fallen angels. When he commanded us like Deuteronomy
19,
spoke these words down.
Deuteronomy
19, verse 9. Deuteronomy 19 from verse 9.
Bone kumanga ekiragiro kino kyonna okukikola. Kye nkulagira leero.
Katusome 18.
Kyamateeka olw'okubiri esula ye 19 n'olunyiriro 18.
Deuteronomy
18:9.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 9.
Kyamateeka esula ya 18 olunyiriro 19.
Deuteronomy chapter 18 from verse 9.
Bolima lokutuuka munsi Mukama Katonda wo gyakuwa toyiganga kukola ng'emizizo. Ngebye mizizo ebyamawanga gali bwebiri ole 10 tewalabikanga joli muntu yenna ayisa muliro mutabani we oba muwalawi ne wankubadde akola ebyobufumu
ngenda mpola
you go slow
yagamba bwati
he said this
tewabanga joli mumbwe
let there be no one among you
akume ekyotaawo
who lightens an altar
natandika okukyetolola mbono simanyi ayisa ayita mukama
and they begin to move around it claiming they are calling God
kubanga ezimu ku nkola ezaba foreign angels zasokerwako
the initial ways of the fallen angels
okubayitanga mwani nango kumanga ekyoto
to calling them used to lighten an altar.
That's
why in the initial small shrines, the altar has to be lightened. But God went to speak of all those.
You
know, Satan wants much to make magic passing through the fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, if you move your dollars around the altar, what's going to follow is fallen angels to come take you over. Just as you see that altar there. Some of you now lighten them in those you call churches. Even others.
On
those they claim to be mountains of God. In the eras when Israelites were reigned over by kings, they reached lightened altars of different gods or of these devils. And they spread every city. What surprises most is that language and how it entered church. That we're going to lighten an altar. Now that thing came with much falsehoods. And there's a point we shall reach started by Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their churches. On the other side as we start a scheme of Satan. There's a point we shall reach started of those altars. And they reached their castles. And they created another name they call the fellowship. And we no more have altars. But you'll be surprised how they came back in the church. Is it not Acts how he tells us? They devoted in the apostles' fellowships. What we call fellowship? Enkungana.
Aha, ukukungana.
In the fellowship.
Atenga nukungano kukuino kubaya mwukugama ni chigambe cha magezo kutegera
bichi. That fellowship involves sharing the word of wisdom and understanding.
Na ye, ebyoto, ebyari byasazibu wamu.
But the altars which had been cancelled.
Atetu wa mariza bikomyeo.
Now we ended when they have come back.
Elaba ntubata nulangu kogere chigambe, tukenda kuma chuline choto mmaka.
People began to speak a word, we have an altar in the, our home.
Kumbe, bakomyawe ebyoto byoburo gati.
Yet they bring back altars of divination and sorcery.
Echibera kuchoto cha Satan.
Let me tell you what's on the altar of Satan.
They
are there praying demons to come
possess
them, but they don't share the word of Satan there at all. When they reach, they sit around it just as in the shrines. When we were in the journey of heaven studying these things, God took you the brethren who didn't know what altar they spoke of. They sat on their mats like that. They are wrapping their legs like that. They are in the circle like that. On their
mats.
They put the Bible there. And they begin to shake their heads praying. He will show you in the shrines. Even those of the shrines sat in the same way with around their altar. Satan has the way he did it. And he brought it back in church that he can bring demons in it. And people around altars of church, they have demons. They dream things which cause confusion. They reach a time that they are so much in spirits as they claim. They have confused the Church of Christ everywhere because they're never on track. Altar of God, they don't know it's lightened by His word. That which was changed, that now we are in the fellowship. Or in the fellowship of God. For He says, the word I say is a fire, that the word of God is a consuming fire.
So
you have no altar of God where there is no His word. But friends, people lighten the altars in their homes, in the city, God corrupted and demons straight entered in the church. Most people on the altars are those elders. People.
It
was very hard to be on an altar when we are a youth in those churches. They told us that the youth are really aligned well. But there was another secret behind.
So,
now the things of those altars, there are some of the signs the devils pass through to do different sorcery and divination, and they pass through it much to make sicknesses.
Like
make magic and bewitch you of sauce, of spoons in your stomach.
Or different
irons, or leather braids. There are many things done from those altars. And these fallen angels are eased much to use this fire and create different vain things. Now that's why God first commanded us, never accept past our daughters and our sons.
They
remove them around altars of fire. Though you've not lightened it with the fire, but inside you know that the altar is of fire, prayer. For you used to sit out there and you shook your heads, claiming you are on the altar. Even people of the shrines are like that. They begin slow like that. People of the shrines, they, demons come on them and they begin to shake. Now it reads, things which are unclear entered the Church of Christ. And we brought those stubbornness, we shake them. We sit on those altars, as you know, their ways how they are. You pray, you are shaking like that.
Now when
we want to hear even drums, drumming, sounding drums
are
what is this? God is not of disorder and confusion. You pray, you shake a tablet, and you spray a drum. You are drumming.
Bamalirizanga anyenya nga bivuddeko
Yesu rekasera
roboshe Yesu,
and they are calling other things.
Kakati kanisa mumulaba wetu sekati.
Now church, where you see where it's reached
nga ewambiddwa wambiddwa ebintu
twebyategereka captured by different things, but things it came
mbutugenda kumachoto
they were going to light in the altar. Musimayi
mu nyumba ya jindi tulina mu echoto,
that in someone's house you have an altar there.
Ninga nabagenze kuchoto tebalina kibakimanyiko, bamalizanga bali kubyoto bya Satan.
They knew nothing, they ended up on altars of Satan.
Umanyi Satan yatandika kuvuganya ndi Katonda okuvedda.
Satan began to compete with God from long,
nga ba Ibrahim webakumanga echoto kya Katonda.
Abraham's life in the altar of God, the shadow one we know of now.
Satan
moved to light the altars all long. God exchanged from those altars after giving one sacrifice, who is Jesus.
For
altars on them, they put offerings on them.
When
he offered his son, issues of the altars were phased out.
Now,
you are going to offer what on altars again?
Here
you have altars.
We
say,
church,
if it's not Jesus to take me to the
channel of heaven,
me too, I would have moved you to the altars. If you bring me a word, you have an altar in your home.
I go far,
I see problems you are going to get.
If you call
me, I also come. What I first step on is to teach what is the altar of God. Don't refuse to go there. We have the altar of prayer. Come,
you
give me a chance to preach. Yes, I come. You worship your devils as I'm there. After the chance of teaching comes my way, I don't tell you I'm going to teach of the altar. I'm going to teach something. I start from right that thing. You look at me, you get angered as others are rejoicing. I have taught you the name of Jesus. You remain worshiping devils on your own, yet I've told you the truth. Fellowship, the Bible says, don't forsake the fellowship. And that is what we have. Even now we are on the altar. The altar of God, that of His word. I've told you the others, they used to be in shaking their heads. Let's finish here and you hear. Deuteronomy 18. We are on verses 10.
Chamateke sura ya 18 olunyiriro 10.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 10.
Tewalabikanga joli muntu yenna ayisa muliro mutabani we oba muwalawe. Ne wankubadde akola ebyobufumu.
Divination.
Divination.
Obulaguzi.
Divination.
Omanyawo bakoyisiza bufumu na ye twafuna ekizibu.
We got a problem.
Tuina nezibaita divine ministries.
We have even divine ministries. Because we got another problem. That's what divination. Divination. It reached the time. It entered in the church. Tell you, in all churches of Christ, where they were, it was very hard to you to stand up and begin to cause distractions that blasphemes the Lord.
And
people are on the word, you are on two other things. Those are in the shrines.
The
shrine has no order.
Another
can rise up and they bite
his
food. Others may be laughing. and laughing like that.
Answers,
your children. This order alone. If you find something called church and
there are
prophecies all the time, you
straight
know you changed.
It's
not divination.
You're not confused
between prophecy and divination.
The
problem. Divination in the church of Christ, we had prophecies there. Problem which came, demons entered in the church. What does a demon do? Act 16. Let me first go here and you see. These are demons who are always in prophesying. Divination. Not prophecy. Divination.
Divine.
And that God refused it to us.
But
today, the pastor never teaches prophecy, but is doing divination to you, speaks things or not in your life. For prophecy, it told you, you
passed,
you committed adultery. But right now, God says, stop adultery. Right now, it gives you eternal life.
And
it moves in the three phases. But divination. I see you. I see you. I see you.
You have 100 million.
But God said, bring it. It's finished. 1, 2. We shall understand that when we started the right Christ and his church, separating from false Christ and their churches. Problem reached in the world. Let's see divination. What's involved in divination? Act 16, verse 16.
Omuwala yaliko daimoni alagula na tuzanga.
Daimoni akolashi.
A demon alagula. Prophesying. That is divination. Divination of the demon. Prophecy is by the Spirit of God. But divination is of the demons. And they tell you
about
the diviner. That language in the Bible.
I didn't know.
To find a prophet in the world, there are these diviners in the world who have demons on their heads, who have the fallen angels. That's why you see, though you've done nothing to them, he can say, you're going to get sick of a tumor. And you get sick of it. But the other demons are not on goodness or evil. They are on
fault.
But no spirit of God. You can tell that someone did nothing to you. That you. Why do you anger me? You're going to get sick. The Holy Spirit doesn't understand.
He works in righteousness and truth.
Then remember saying, when someone does evil, you don't pay them with evil. You leave that them vengeance is his. The Holy Spirit himself can't accept you pray evil to someone. But it says you one thing. If God carries vengeance in you, it will be upon you.
For
you've attacked God. And if you find a prophet tell you, if you don't bring my tithe and offering, you're going to break it when you crawl here. And it happens on you.
And
you didn't even work. The other demons, you don't tell them, they're in deal of business.
The
problem which happened, people who carry divinations use Demons, the fallen angels.
This
is what we call giving a prophecy. That's what is in the kingdom of God. But divination, look in me.
Does
apostle do divination? Me, I don't do that.
But
that God refused it to us.
For
it is done by demons. And the Holy Spirit works in
us
in what was, what is, and what is going to come. And he convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and the judgment. There you are in the prophecy of the Holy Spirit.
But
most of them on the world. Another speaks divination on you, it's demons to do it, and you have to give sacrifice for it.
But
if you dare don't give a sacrifice, you'll face it. You find them very harsh.
Bible
speaks of them.
That
those who refuse to give them, they like to rage a battle and a war on them. That thing was not differentiated between the prophecy and divination. And it is used in this world. And it's like it's in the church. Who wants to get a prophecy? And who wants a divination? On the two, what are you to take? For divination, it seems as if it's a prophecy. In it is one thing lacking. In the divination, there are two things involved. In the prophecy, there are three things involved. In divination, I see you travel to America tomorrow. But they will not tell you after these years. You'll find a man with HIV there. You don't get that, it's up to you. A prophecy, it tells you, in the other seasons you did this, this day God speaks to this, and then you will be this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ah, in the shrine,
they tell you bring a speckled goat, it will work.
There
are things that are not clear.
And God, in divination,
they tell you get a white man.
And is the white
man in this season.
They
don't tell you how he will beat you after 20 years. You know God gave Israel a prophecy in
1
Samuel chapter 8. He told them,
I'm
going to give you a king, but he will do this and this and that to you.
Children of
God have suffered with divination, and they call it prophecy. And they divide something
on
you, comes pass as they say.
But
after it turns, most of you
have
beating you, but they prophesied them on you.
Si prophecy.
Divination. They divined them on you. Spoke them by divination.
What is the word and divination?
Divide and
rule.
Divide and rule. Divination.
They
can divinations can come. When they see the man who advises you don't give the land, he will tell you he's not your man. Tomorrow they're going to slap you.
Demons
themselves, they enter the man
and slapped.
They signed the
gate.
The prophet said he's not my man.
Now,
don't think they are the politics of Satan.
What
appears in the divination.
And
if you go into the office, they can rule over you. And you get surprised. And they don't accept you to relate well. Your neighbor is not a born again.
Mubi.
He's a thief.
And
they tell you, protect your things.
Now
you look at that, your brethren. Or that your sister. Look at them well. Do you see them a thief? Now why did you sit with a thief? Can two together accept they have agreed? Go to heaven.
So
who will not be a thief among
us?
Only born again, your neighbor is a thief. It means everyone is a thief, for they have a neighbor. Let me tell you, they can't accept you to relate with a rich person in the congregation.
And
if you are poor, you are in your poor clique. If you
drop
close to the rich one who speaks with pastor, he calls you. And they divide the mindset of people.
Divination.
We explain it that, right? Christ. That's where we started it. See what they do. They know what you fear most. They divine it by speaking it on you. But let me leave some.
Then
we started of sickness of Satan and his fallen angels. Those they make through masquerading in different animals. Even on the way we shall fight them. The problem which is this
brethren,
what has made us rich here? Understand that some entered the church so sovereign divination.
Now
you
can
not be there and you
are
well. As this gets healed, others get sick. When they heal a few months, the next month is sickness. You are always weak and lazy.
You
may serve them many years and you end when you have the boil in the
stomach.
And you have the
cancer.
You see, Jesus have served. What's wrong with you?
How
long have served you? You pay me this.
Yet
the problem. It wasn't Jesus. That was divination. Most people say here we shall not speak by divination. Not at all. Here we shall give prophecy straight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And he tells us not to hinder a prophecy.
But
divinations, we shall hinder them. Yes. Divination will not be accepted here. But we shall know who gives it to you. The fallen angels. Let's move on here. We're still in the tournament. 18. And verses 10.
Chamateko olw'okubiri, essuula y'ekkumi n'omunaana n'olunyiriri lwa kkumi.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 10.
Tewalabikanga gy'oli muntu yenna ayisa mu muliro mutabani we oba muwala we, newankubadde akola ebyobufumu, newankubadde alaguza ebire, newankubadde omulogo, newankubadde omuganga.
Katuddeyo ko katono.
Let's briefly get back.
Tewabangawo alaguza ki?
Deuteronomy 18:10.
Alagula.
Chamateko olw'okubiri essuula y'ekkumi n'omunaana olunyiriri lwa kkumi.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 10.
Tewalabikanga gy'oli muntu yenna ayisa mu muliro mutabani we oba muwala we, newankubadde akola ebyobulaguzi, newankubadde alaguza ebire.
Newankubadde akola ki? Alaguza ebire.
There are those who interpret omens. They do divination by the clouds.
Interpreting omens choko kireke tuli ku bulaguzi
abalaguzi. We are on diviners, eh?
Baba yita basikosale.
What? Sorcerers.
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 Baraguzachi.
The sorcerers.
Abambato nyesenkuba.
Others caused the rainfall to fall.
Nyinga tebankuba ya bulijjo.
But it's not usual rainfall. These are susu of fallen angels.
They can
tell it's going to be raining.
Principalities
are susuing to the entire village.
Think
how do we make clouds to make rainfall come from there?
That's
the deceptive that they make rainfall to fall.
But
others stop it.
They
don't stop the rainfall of God.
They stop
their own rainfall.
I tell you the
things they did.
That
where the wizard goes, there is light, but where it comes from, there is rainfall.
And the sunshine
is shining where they are heading to, but where they are coming following us, the susu, the fallen angels.
Magic, the
susu and ending. Now you thought
they
entered the rainfall of God and bewitched
him.
And how can they escape the angel of water?
Don't
read him in Revelation
16.
Verse 3-6.
The angel
in charge of water.
You
think the devils intervene in his works?
There is much
drama you have not yet realized. Good God helps us when we study this seal of seven spirits of God and the seven groups of angels. On the fourth one you have to understand
the
drama of Satan. They do sorcery by clouds. Yet the clouds are not alone. Yet the own cloud of the fallen angels. And they begin to urinate an ending. And it becomes a mighty rainfall.
People have
man is a wizard. Where they go, they don't. It's not raining. Where they come from, it's raining.
But
good thing, all that sorcery, I saw it in the
journey
of it. But I got surprised.
That's
why every time what surprised me was beyond.
And
there's no witchcraft you can do which surprises me.
For
every corner, I know what you did.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. I know what drama you did to do the things you've done. You can't even threaten me at all. That's on the authority of the Holy
Spirit who
taught us to profit like today. Do not be threatened
unto
those who call themselves churches, mostly from religion.
For these men,
the priests, the popes, in the incense they
burn,
they are trying to create clouds around.
These
fallen angels are going to be moving by.
It
involves Jezebel who appears as
Mary.
And they move that their incense which they burn along the way. The way of the cross.
They
go burning all over the way. They love much to burn to create a cloud of the devils. And there is deception. The false prophets in the salvation. And they deceive their
angels.
You see clouds as if their wings which are waving.
You
remember this prophet foolish man. Is that his name in English? In Uganda, it's that in English it's interpreted that. Foolish man. Prophet.
He deceived
he has called angels and the clouds covered.
But
angels which were in the clouds were marinering.
But
people were weeping.
An
angel of peace, how can he cause children of God to weep? Now church. It's good God has helped us.
Third
of the seal of the seal of power. The fourth seal. And the fourth group of angels. The angels of chains. Angels of death.
These will go to
terrify all that sorcery.
For where
we've reached.
This
we could no more handle and touch them. And we are quaking when we see them. And sorcery is what we call the power of God. Where it's reached. Even pastors. They will come magicians in the synagogue. We have gathered the bring magicians who walk on the wires. Who enter in the bottle and they get out.
You said, pastor,
magicians you brought them forward. Here we are on God. The world had gotten a mess. God creates a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. Now we've reached on the sorcerers. We've gone to the sorcerers.
Interprets omens.
They are even these ones who interpret omens.
Deuteronomy 18 verses 10.
The one who interprets omens.
So mede bigamba ebyo bibiri oluvannyuma lw'okulaguza ebire.
After sorcery, chechidako.
Chamateko lwokubiri. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10.
Echamateko ekyokubiri esura 18 olunyiri wa 10.
There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or sorcery, or interprets omens, or is a witch.
Yes, yes, yes. There are
two words joined here, interpreting omens. Let's read now in Luganda. Those words we are to get them.
Deuteronomy
18 verses 10.
Ne wankubadde omulogo.
Omulogo.
Ne wankubadde omuganga.
Omulogo no omuganga.
A diviner and a sorcerer.
Olunyole 11.
Dikera akomawo. Ni wankubadde omulogo ni wankubadde omuganga omulogo kwigamba ye muntu asubuga interpreting as Twitter omens.
A person who interprets omens.
Omens,
what are omens?
What we say,
omulogo.
Omulogo. Omulogo asubuga kuwe bigambo bisatu wabina.
The person who interprets omen can give you three
words.
Yet those words,
you
got them from the fallen angels.
Zibanga code.
They are like codes.
And
these days they entered the church.
Zibanga bigambo binabisatunga because sanyonga
omwogera nnimi. You use them much. You claiming you speak tongues.
But no one
speaks tongues of God. And they speak only three words. Only
three words.
Repeat it. For even I'm going to say,
Musumba, yogera bwoti ne bwoti.
They cannot be the same.
Makuru chikali,
what meaning you are there? Speaking the same words, repeating them. What does it mean? What is that? For no word.
Sentence,
and the words are the same repeating.
Tugambe mwega ambambu mwogira yobiyama.
Now you say you speak much.
Omuntu hainzo kwogira biyama.
You speak mysteries.
Oyinzo kubonyo nyore chiyama.
Can you explain the mystery?
No, mwogira biyama bisabu nyoka chiyama.
Only three words. Is that a mystery?
You're
going to make a sentence.
And
you use three words for a sentence. As you repeat to them,
it's like a story.
I go to the well. On the well, I found the man. And that man, he was very tall. He closed yellow. Can I use only three words for a sentence like that?
Don't
you understood what's moving on?
You find they are
speaking for 1 hour and beyond. As they say, only three words.
Because
the mystery of the book of Revelation, you see them. Are they three words?
The codes
of fallen angels, they use them much.
Some of the
diviners, the diviners, they use those codes.
Ria,
Katonda
agenda
kutambura
lwale.
And you say, what is this attached on the moving of God? When you go to the divine witchcraft, when you reach the witchcraft, don't speak beyond them. When you reach the crossroads, they told you you throw your
neck,
you expose your privacy to the east.
And tereka.
You come here, even here.
Yogera, you speak, basiro.
You. That is what you. Let me tell you, you're going to see the devils. You find one in the
synagogue,
they are falling down like that. They are speaking. What is
doing
expose their privacy to you.
This one,
there are demons in it.
Omens,
these are a few words.
They
hold meanings of the devil's mind.
If you speak tongues
in full knowledge, we shall tell you, interpret them. We don't
refuse
tongues, we believe in them.
Give
us new tongues of the angels.
In
those in the nations we don't know of. But explain us what you speak.
You
end up having spirits of the fallen angels.
We
use omens or the few words. And in them is hidden witchcraft and sorcery. They can give you a seed.
Nagamba ogena kasimba.
They tell you're going to plant it.
Ogambe teresebora kashi.
And you say that that it will grow instant.
Ujia kubogambe mugende mwemi yoye.
There have got three demons in it. Speak it like that. God tells us all this. You see them, don't fear. For the time we're heading on to the field of fighting with the devils, they have become worse. Even some pastors brought trees. A tree, if you dare mess it up, it grows in your neck. And you say a tree. I thought these are usual trees.
Yet
Yiga is demons all along. We don't speak of
it.
We speak of Kawala, not Yiga of here.
There are
things moving on in the world. And
you
begin to see those people. Sometimes when they want to show you,
you,
they may think some of you
and know.
They go to the microphone and they speak silent.
You
pray as you speak in silent to himself.
Sara,
As you are weeping.
What nange?
You may wonder where
our
studies came from Satan, but they all came from the John of heaven. This world holds things. If you
speak
to someone, they don't speak out words. You ask the Holy Spirit what they are speaking.
A demon
may have come on them and they are bewitching, yet you don't know. That
their
spirit speaking words you don't understand. They are speaking like that.
When you see
them, Holy Spirit's not told you what they speak, you get closer to them.
Fire.
You fire what they speak.
I burn
all
words of sorry. And divine
fire.
You
enter warfare. You see, they look at you like
that.
You know me, I wasn't there. You see what they pray, they look at you as they pray. You reached on the problem on people like those, but you never realized them initially. You thought they have entered much in spirit, yet they have entered in demons much. We've said neither the one who interprets by omen. Now we are on the witchcraft.
What they put
in you, that they have put witchcraft in you, will not be attacked. You're going to become now a temple of demons. Everything they give you an attachment that entered in you, those witchcrafts, and they enter a stick in you. Who goes back and they take it out? They don't enter in new a usual stick or tree.
Wanji, Ramo Mizinaroi.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Some of the people who interpret omens no berangoli muloko enenga walwe enjogera nti simanyi wobo tambude. Kumacha no soko kusinsinka no mkazi ololu na kulolufu. Oba tuba obovu gano obembwa ne kusala maso. Anobanga you're a believer, but some of those things you still walk with threat in them. Some of those things are some of the omens people believe in.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. She moved to tell us.
You know,
those who went to try the demons, there at Mutundwe, up there. Now you find a dog, you begin
fire.
That you found a demon of adultery or of poverty. I don't know how they interpret it. And you find a woman in the morning out of your house,
fire,
you begin to fire.
Bino biafu.
Some of you fingers, they have lost shape. For you are always like that. You are like that. Stand
fire.
Some of you, your neck lost shape. They always pray and they are like that. Others are like that.
Yo.
There's another prayer and they're like that.
Kati yafuka bwato bwatambula.
They are walking like that.
Or
those are like that. Look to the children. Some of you, they became other things. Another cannot speak, walk when they cannot
hear.
Walk as they call the blood of Jesus. They walk like that. That it can be there. When you call it once, it cannot stand forever. You walk like this. Satan closes your tongue. You always like you are speaking. As you prayed, you reached your sleep. Jesus, go. The things of church. Now what's
Satan
doing? The more you prayed, you were sick.
Banaku.
Very pitiful. Things you prayed involved witchcraft. You reached the house of a born again. You may wonder why they got saved. They don't know things of heaven. They don't know things of the world. They are there in their own world.
Others
claim God cares. They are corrupted in minds. Everything God cares. He cares. The blood of Jesus is there. They have nothing to ask that their mind is gotten mad. They reach a time they tell them go work, they don't want. But church.
One day
I was at a place everyone falls and another they can do their pitch. If demons come on them, others enter in the others. Now another is strangling another. You are no more alone. You are there, demons have taken over you. Church. Let's read verse 11. Deuteronomy 18, verse 11.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11.
Chamateka echokubiri sula kumina mnana urinyura kumina rum.
O cast spells.
What do we have casting
spells? We have also cast spells.
Bigambo ibira ongo yogera kochi nyukute moya mukuru.
Once you speak one by one later.
Era inzo kugamba genda wantu.
And they can go tell you go to a place.
Oyogere ba.
And you speak ba.
Ta.
Ta.
Ra.
Ra.
Some
of you were like that.
Balata,
you are speaking tongues which you do not understand.
Some
told you
are
going to answer this word 7 times.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes! Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! You're falling off. Those who cry like wolves, those who bark like dogs, others like rabbits. Those things when they
appear,
they heal them under tongues. That you speak tongues. Demons came on people. Others began to laugh like funny things. Others began to dust funny dust things. Everything I saw is what I do. I demonstrate that you understand it. You may find it. Someone is dusty on one side.
And
they think the Holy Spirit has arrived yet.
Mizimu.
Demons.
Uino msingana azini sako mkono
kwa. He does with one hand like that. Like that. Like that.
Umulanga azini sako.
Another does with his waist and stomach.
Kumbe buli kumugu watu kwa kuafunye kwa good
day. Every demon fell at every part it wanted.
Umulanga sako msingana.
Another find them they are dancing.
Na ye wanange ebintu bino
these things
ebintu adizaba satan
the sicknesses of the devils
zibaita mukoranga befulengerizo obutonde
those they make through masquerading in two different forms of creation
zirimu ebyokora noburogo obwengereze
they involve different forms of sorcery
ebintu ebitategerekeka
things which are not clear.
You may
go back when you feel headache on one side of your head after praising.
Or only one tooth
is paining you.
The
demon has sat there. And you go back only one side of your hand paining you, but you've been in prayer. Remember those things even in the shrines that
are there.
As you are in the shrines, you come out when you have a part which is paining you.
It can be
only the ear is paining you.
You
say we were in the praise part. I came out, I feel pain in the neck.
You've
been worshiping the demons all along.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So what do you have casting sparrows?
Those of casting spells, them to come in tongues. Hid it under tongues that you are in tongues.
Repeat.
And you are speaking that one speaks tongues also. things God spoke of them in you.
Fallen angels
will pass through them to mess up the church.
Things
which were in the shrines before
and they have
entered
in the churches of the
sorcerers, those who claim to be of Christ yet they are not.
Deuteronomy 18:11.
And then
that I'm going to inquire from something
of someone who's
thought to have died
that
you're going to call them.
You knew
that person can't come back there in the prison. It is
hell. And he knew
the fallen angels.
They are
the ones who will be coming.
Say,
never inquire from the dead.
Chamateko lokubiri esule ye 18:18 olunyiriri lwa 11.
Deuteronomy 18:11.
Ne wankubadde mandwa. Ne wankubadde abuuza abafu.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tokirizibwa kuba musezi.
Not accept be a night dancer.
We tuita wizard.
That we call the wizard.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga twakulaze jo.
For we showed you yesterday.
Abasezi nabo tebabuka.
Night dancers too, they are not alone.
As they
move the dogs, those are not usual dogs, you know.
There are fallen angels and they have
appeared in form of dogs.
You see a dog, it never
eats
no food.
But it's in someone's
home.
It never eats anything.
You throw your meat to
eat
and
it ignores
it.
And they say, this one never know who we are. We shall attack them in the night.
Their
dog
pointed
on the village. Dog in the night.
Tayari.
It comes
cold.
And the dog chases you the entire night. You find the pussycats.
You
already the spirit of God is in you. The
greater
one. But a pussycat.
You
find the pussycat of the wizard.
Yet
you pointing at his demon, a fallen angel.
Pussy.
In the night, the pussycat.
Someone is blowing
on
you. Be engulfed by powers. Yet it's blowing on you. But it's not a usual pussycat. Now do things. Ever since the world existed, most never realized which those were. When
they
mess you in the night, you walk up sick. Now night dances. They are the same spirits they enter in the dead bodies. And they move in the entire night. Now you move in the night. You find a night dancer with his. He passes you, they say. The one coming behind, don't greet them. Your wife Zeka, you begin to greet them. They come walking, jumping like that. You wonder, the old man, what's wrong? Old man, how are you? You will blow that your mouth. And I've not spoken to you, the child of God. After you speak to the one who speaks over
the
human being, there's a fallen angel, very wild. You may find the dead body. It's holding a stick. Walking. Nations I know
they
are sorcerers and they eat dead bodies, and people don't expect them that they are
China.
Ones like China.
Abo.
Those ones.
Aba Japan.
The Japanese. When they bring out the Buddhas, and they go wake up demons, they make them fly.
Those
in night dancing, the Chinese and the Japanese, you cannot do night dancing beyond them. Praise the Lord. I'm requesting of light. At Gomba, one man was a night dancer. That the dead body refused to be eaten. Whoever moved to this home, the dead body said, me, I refuse to be eaten. You know that even that home was a night dancer's home. They lost that their relative and they fell on each other. The kingdom of Satan met and they battled.
One
who refused to be eaten meant to have been a night dancer themselves. All those we are going to terrify them.
The
world has to be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. As the water spread over the sea, and Satan and his fallen angels, in everything they masqueraded,
in
different creations, do witchcraft and
make
God exposing them, then sent the exceeding power. We can stand in
danger.
Going to add the angels of the chains. Now they know we've understood them. Satan knows we've understood him.
He
says, me to have to fight on my own. At least get grass as they drag you. Everything is to do.
It's
wasting time. Whether
he
hides in religion, whether
he
falls salvation,
Jesus
come, no more witchcraft in the world. It's going to remain. No inquiring from the dead.
Don't
waste time that this is the dead person.
You
find that a church and they say, speak with your grandfather, you are in a wrong place.
First,
and the pastor says, we first inquire from the ear, who are you? Where have you come from? You
just,
whether they have come from where, the same Satan.
Satan, what can he tell you? Now see, it comes on the head, it says, your neighbor sent us.
No more
you go back to your neighbor.
Satan,
he shifted the battle from him. He's now put it between flesh and blood.
Those
who wait demons to tell them the truth, it comes on the head. Why do you want it?
It
will not tell you the truth.
It's
to fake you and con you. Till they have created a battle between you and the people and the people. Where have you come from?
Nakamate.
Those who come
and
say,
they speak
of a leader. Why do they familiarize me? Another's come on another's head, yet he's living. Have you had it? I am your auntie. Why did they come abuse me? Your auntie, you are on the head.
Satan,
angels have done this to the nation. You told it to your uncle. Now what they do in this witchcraft, they go send the fallen angel, comes in the name of the one who bewitches. They come in the name of the dead. I have been in my grave.
Satan,
what is he doing in the graves?
God
refusing us to inquire from the dead, and you know dead will come back
answer.
You're going to fall on the devils. Why you see there are things I reach tell people?
No one
should deceive you, they teach demons of the dead. No dead are on this world. There are fallen angels. If you checked from this body, if you
are
not righteous, you went to hell, prison, where there are rebellious spirits, to the day of judgment.
They
get to judge you,
the
lake of fire will be melted.
You
die forever with the consuming fire. If you're righteous, when you unclothe the body,
go to the
Jerusalem of heaven.
Come back on the other side.
And they ask us all the gods to finish them.
Your grandfather
died without a goat. When he comes on the heads, he wants goats. He never left. Use grandfather. Cut me a cow. Grandfather.
You left here.
How many cows do you tell us to slaughter for you? But before you feared them. And when they speak,
even if
he has been a young child, they come back on the head and they call you grandchild and they say, who are you?
Yes,
I am the one who just died. Young child like 4 days, they have come back grandchild. And
you
slap
children,
you familiarize who? Many times it's hard to bring back the young. Have you seen a demon of a young come back as they claim?
It's
minimal. Why?
They are
not yet followed by their speech. They are voices on the world to turn them into what they want.
Bible
speaks of the stillborn. Nothing they have seen under the sun. Not committed a good or a bad. They can't just copy the younger.
But
masquerade as them.
Tusomore 12 kya mateka.
Kya mateka olwokubiri esule ye 18 n'olunyirirwa 12.
Deuteronomy 18 verse 12.
Kubanga buli akole ebyo wa muzize eri Mukama. Era olw'emizizo egyo Mukama Katonda wo kyava abagoba mu maaso go.
Agobya omanyi kati tebereza.
Imagine now.
Ogenze mbuno mukanisa mbuno sengawe yakulumbi.
You've gone to the church that your auntie attacked you.
Abatandika okusaba.
They begin to pray.
Mbusenganga ze ku mutwe ya fada.
Auntie who died has come on
the head.
And the pastor begins. Daye
magombe.
Go back to
daye magombe.
Go back to hell.
Yayise mukatulichi. Kubanga omuzaye eri atera.
If you take them back there.
Ati mukatuli moyayise mwagendo.
The whole they pass they will pass again and come back.
Things
of church, they are surprising some of them.
You are
the one who said this, hell people go to be bound there.
And
you say demons came from hell, they have come back.
There are
things not right.
And where
they teach demons, it's beyond. Those who come, I dreamt. Demons coming from hell and they are attacking church.
Yet fallen angels
called you.
Now they
already attacked there among you. They are causing those dreams on you.
Waste
time as you pray when they torment you.
What
praises that ministry may have spent 20 years.
They
don't end every day to bind unending demons. All that long. Every day they bind demons, they're not finished.
You quoted on
binding a demon of your auntie, up to now you bind it.
That
confusion of fallen angels.
They can appear,
your dead uncle, and they beat you the night you go pray for them. You bind them. Tomorrow they come, you're late until this time. You bind them. They come again. And they are your four grandfather who died this time. And those in this witchcraft
or
in this divination,
they are connected in a system.
They are connected with that system.
There is
one man at Mulago in Uganda. He told the man, the man was almost 70 years.
He told
him, I'm going to hell to speak with your dead grandfather. He was on these screens he puts in the Kampala city.
He's
standing there. He spoke with the dead grandfather of this one in the grave. He came back, told him, your grandfather has told me.
We saw him.
Teacher Isaac, we wondered.
Told
him, your grandfather has told me. Your father
is
the one who bewitched you.
He
granted witchcraft on his graveyard. He walked
him up. But he
has spoken with me. The prophet
who is false,
a sorcerer, who is the prophet.
He has
gone and spoke with
the
demon in hell. In the grave. And he found it there. Spoke with him and he came back.
It's
called Kakande.
Them.
Are you afraid?
Let me
tell you, I told you one thing.
Even
if you cook pupu to become banana, it is impossible.
It
remains the original.
Even
if you will cook
it,
sin remains the sin.
And
God hated all that.
You
want us end here today.
We'll
begin with the book of Leviticus. Chapter
18.
Even trees God rejected children of Israel.
That
cut away those trees.
And the trees of fallen
angels.
They say
the tree of the demon of the village.
And they cut them away as they used to shed blood.
No,
things go far.
But always
bewitch the entire village.
May
God bless you.
Begin
from there next week.